Yo, today's QOD is stop doing it. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Darren Hardy back on the show today. And this kind of picks up where Steve Harvey left off yesterday, because as I was saying on yesterday's show, you know, if you want to put those 4 hours in every day to become an expert, a lot of us say, well, I don't have the time. And most of us actually do have the time. You got to create it. You actually have to eliminate things in order to create more time for yourself, because a lot of us are running around doing things that aren't really critical to our goals. They're not really our, as Darren's going to explain here, part of our vital functions. I made a mistake a couple weeks ago. I canceled Netflix, right, months ago. But a couple weeks ago, I restarted it because I wanted to finish Ozark. And after I finished Ozark, I just binged. Like, I just couldn't stop watching. So I'm watching some worst roommate ever. I'm watching this crime thing, the other crime thing, right? I'm just sucked in. At some point, I was like, oh my God, Sean, you have literally wasted like 24 hours of your life. Like, it was cool just to sit there and do nothing for a minute, but this needed to stop, you know? And a lot of us just don't stop. And then we'll say to ourselves, we don't have time for other things. Well, you do have time. You just want to focus on the things that are critically important to you achieving your goals. And you don't have to do that all of the time. Of course, you want to leave room for entertainment and fun and all of that stuff. But sometimes we let it go out of control. And we're also saying yes to things that we should be saying no to. This is something that I've really stuck to over this last couple of years, because I was finding myself prior to these 2 years on phone calls that I shouldn't have been on, at lunches that I shouldn't have been at, because I just couldn't say no. But now I'm very quick to say no, because I know that sense of regret that I'm going to have if and when I say yes. And so you can create time by eliminating some of the Netflix, by eliminating a lot of the Instagram, by eliminating a lot of the things that are stealing your time. And when they're stealing your time, they're stealing your success, and they're stealing your income, and they're stealing your autonomy. And so we got to keep that in mind. And so, you know, I really want you to ponder some of the questions that Darren asked in this episode. How much is your time worth? What are your vital three functions? And what can you delegate and discontinue so you can keep doing your thing, become an expert, and create the life and the business that you really want? Darren Hardy is coming up.
When you figure out what your vital few functions are, like the few of the things that you could, only you can do, because that's why you get paid the big bucks. Like, you don't get paid the big bucks to drive around papers and all the things that, you know, files and all the other conversations that you're having. But the few things that make it rain and only you can do, when you figure out those few things are, and if all you take from what our time here is, identify your vital few functions that only you can do and time them. The amount of time that you're spending on them, first of all, the first time you do that, you have a shocking reality about how little time you're actually spending doing anything that matters. And then if all you do over the next year, 90 days, 30 days, is try to increase that number every single day, you'll multiply your productivity, you'll multiply your results, you'll multiply anything you can accomplish in life. Simple as that. How do you do only the vital few? That's the big question. It's like, well, I got all these other things that I've got to get done. How do you do the vital few? First thing you have to understand is how valuable you are. What your time is worth. Now, you all have seen this before. I will tell you, you're violating it every day. But you got to remind yourself of the math. You got to remind yourself of the value. So if you take your income goal and divide it by 2,000, that's your hourly rate. That's what you're worth on an hourly basis. So for instance, you make $100,000 a year, your time's worth $50 an hour. Make $250,000 a year, your time's worth $125 an hour. You make $1 million a year, your time's worth $500 an hour. Now, that means if you want to make $250,000 a year, okay, every hour upon the hour, you've got to be doing something that's worth $125 an hour. Like, you would pay somebody else $125 an hour to do what you're doing because it's that valuable. So it's like this. Imagine January 1st, you woke up, you went into your bank account, and you're like, oh, somebody deposited $250,000 in my account. Oh my God. And all you got to do is keep it. But every hour on the hour throughout that year that you don't do something that's worth $125 an hour, the difference gets taken out of your account. And that's what happens. People on December 31st, they go to their account, and they go, oh, and they look it up. $82,000? What happened to the quarter of a million I had here? Well, what happened was that little cat video that you got on YouTube that ran into another video, and it was 20 minutes can go like that, right? Well, what happens is in 20 minutes, what you have to do is take out your wallet, take out a $20 bill, take out another $20 bill, hold them up and light them on fire. Because you just cost yourself $40. 20 minutes. See, a lot of people think that YouTube is free. Oh no. Facebook, Twitter, those aren't free. Those are so expensive on your time because they're costing you so much time. You want to invoke the rule of three. Figure out what your three functions are, those vital functions we talked about, and try to spend 90% of your time on those. What do you do best? What can only you do? And then delegate or discontinue the rest. Delegate or discontinue the rest. Build a support team. In this day and age, the ability to get virtual assistants, I don't even care if you're an employee, your ability to hire virtual assistants to do low volume, low pay work so that you could stay focused on your vital few is essential, absolutely essential. Always ask yourself, would I pay somebody else $125 to do what I'm doing right now? Would I pay somebody $125 to make comments on my blog, to respond to somebody's Facebook notification? If the answer is no, stop doing it. You can't afford you doing it. See, people, for some reason, violate and abuse their own time. And that's all you've got in life. As soon as you're born, there's a fuse that's lit. And that fuse is burning every minute on the minute. And it's getting shorter and shorter. All you have is time. Don't mistreat time. So what's better than a few? If you get your world identified down to a few vital functions, what's even better than a few? Yeah, one. Right, exactly. Learned it from this guy here, Joel Osteen. Now, a lot of people see him as a Christian televangelist and so forth. I see him as a CEO of a several $100 million organization, which is in fact what he is. And so I said to Joel, man, you're reaching 40 million people a week. You got this large organization. We're basically in the same business, trying to inspire hope and abundance in people's lives. You're killing it, and I'm not. How are you doing all this? And he says, you know, when I first took over the church from my father, he says, I was trying to do it all. He says, I was doing weddings and baptisms and funerals. And he says, I was even, you know, adjusting the lights, you know, for the stage before we went on air. And he said, our organization stalled. It couldn't grow any further than my calendar could stretch. I realized that I was the main constraint. Number one, I was killing myself. And secondly, we were stalled. So he said, I had to figure out how to stop doing as many things as possible. So I asked myself the question, what's the one thing that I do that has the greatest contribution to our overall success? And he said, I realized it was the 22 minutes on Sunday. If those 22 minutes are inspiring and hopeful and funny and engaging, it drives the rest of the engine. He said, so I stopped doing everything but those 22 minutes. So literally his schedule to this day, Wednesday, he just thinks, reads, and drafts ideas about what he might want to talk about on Sunday, the whole day. There's nothing but sort of enriches himself so he can think about what he wants to do on Sunday. Thursday, he writes out a sermon word for word. The whole day, you can't reach him. Family can't reach him. Staff can't reach him. Friday, he spends the whole day just memorizing it. You ever seen him on Sunday? Like the guy, no notes, magic, right? Saturday, he delivers it twice to a closed group inside his church. Sunday, lights, action, camera, bam. I mean, I say he's one of the best keynote speakers of our day. He has to do 22 brand new keynotes every single year. Most speakers have one stump speech and that's it. That's how they spend their career. He's got to do 22 new ones a year. How can he do that? Because it's all he does. All week, throughout the whole week, just for 22 minutes. And now he reaches 40 million people instead of the small church that he started with in Houston. And so I ask you to ask yourself, what is your one highest activity? The one thing you do, when you do it, you're not getting paid $125 an hour. You're getting paid thousands of dollars an hour because that activity is so valuable to driving the economic engine of your business. You figure out what that is and then arrange your life to try to do nothing but, or as much as possible, more percentage of just doing that one thing, your world will change.
That was Darren Hardy. His website is darrenhardy.com. You can check out today's entire talk on the YouTube, and it's really amazing. Highly recommended. It is called Insane Productivity, Darren Hardy. All right, my friend, if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium, and listen to QOD 100% commercial-free for as little as $2.99 a month. Like, no more ads. It's pretty cool. Also, follow me on Instagram at Sean Croxon. I will see you tomorrow for Throwback Thursday with Lisa Jimenez. I'll see you then. Peace.